I was really struck yesterday by the difference between Joe Biden and President Trump during this extended election fight. Biden on Thursday urging Americans to be calm and to wait for all of the votes to be counted, while the president was throwing out all sorts of claims about election fraud and saying that he was the rightful winner in 2020. Now, while the president and a lot of Republicans have made all sorts of claims about fraud, we haven't really seen any strong legal evidence to back up anything in court. The one case that the Trump campaign brought in Georgia the other day about 50-some absentee ballots was swiftly thrown out by a local judge, and otherwise there hasn't been much in the way of specifics about illegal votes. While President Trump said for weeks that the coronavirus would go away after the elections, instead the virus outbreak has significantly intensified in recent days. On Thursday, for a second straight day, the U.S. was over 100,000 new cases in one day, going over 116,000 yesterday. Not only are cases up, but hospitalizations are up to record levels in a number of states, and now deaths from the coronavirus are jumping as well, going up to 875 deaths per day, the highest point since the start of September. As the virus outbreak is accelerating in the Midwest and Plains, almost no matter what happens as the vote counting continues in the presidential race, there is no way President Trump can win this election without winning in Pennsylvania. The win for Joe Biden there would not only complete a reversal in what's known as the Northern Blue Wall for Democrats, but it locks out the president from any path to 270 electoral votes. Just like in the vote count in Georgia, Biden caught up to the president in Pennsylvania with an overwhelming advantage among those who used mail-in ballots, something which many Republicans did not embrace this year after President Trump spent much of 2020 denouncing voting by mail.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.